The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At the underscore Jermaine, at Josh Jordan 975, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, at Give Me a Bleeping Break. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed Josh Jordan and Jermaine Every filling in and doing a really good job here on a Friday. And guys, be careful out there. It is storming. It is ugly. Slow it down and get yourself home safely. We'll do our best to help. So before we move on, I want to get to a little non-sports here, if you guys don't mind. But first, we were talking about our friends at Four Roses and thanking them for bringing us a whiskey. My other friends at Whitmire's are doing something really cool this month. If you go to the distillery and buy a bottle, everything is going to Camp Hope. They're donating everything. And then starting at the end of June, once that ends, a dollar off of every bottle they sell is going to go to Camp Hope. Because Chris and Travis are good friends. They're veterans. They want to take care of some of their brothers that they fought with. That things haven't gone as well for them since they've come back. And Camp Hope does a great job for veterans. So that's what they're doing. And I'm going to be doing a whiskey with those guys. And we're going to do the same thing. That money's going to money from that's going to go to Camp Hope. So a great cause. If you're looking for any excuse to get out to the distillery before the end of the month and buy some great alcohol, by the way. But you're doing a great thing if you do it.
Just, oh, for sure. I saw that post that AJ had, and I reposted it on my Facebook page, and I think I retweeted it as well because it's a really, really good cause. I got a lot of friends and family members who are either retired or active military, so definitely want to support that.
Yeah, and very easy. It's on. You can go to their Facebook page, but just go to the distillery, buy a bottle, sit down, have a few drinks, and all that money is going to go to help Camp Hope. So I love those guys. They're awesome. The fact that they do stuff like that just makes them better. And that's a cool thing. I mean, they started out as sponsors. We became friends. It's like that's how a lot of my favorite people are. Lawyer Dave, those guys. Mm-hmm. My buddy Sam at Big City Wings. Yuval over at Texas Mattress Makers. And you know what? The cool thing about them is they don't just do great business. They do great things in the community. And that's the kind of people I like being associated with, and very excited that I'm going to be doing a whiskey with them.
Whitmire's has a really long reach. I was just in New Orleans this past weekend, and my uncle from Colorado came down, and we were all talking about the different whiskeys and bourbons that we like, and I mentioned Whitmire's. He's like, I've had that before. That's really good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And I'm excited because we're going to do a collaboration with Whitmire's Barrels and True Anomaly Brewing in Edo. My friends there, we're going to make the cinnamon porter I've been talking about for 5 years. Then we're going to age it in Whitmire's barrels.
Oh.
So looking forward to that. And it's just fun. It's fun working with people like that that are just, yeah, those guys at True Anomaly are all really interesting. They all work at NASA.
Really?
So like every beer has sort of a NASA theme to it. And obviously they're smarts, but really, really good dudes. So just a shout out to, if you're in Edo and you're looking for a cool brewery to check out, go check out True Anomaly, because I try to get there once every couple of weeks. All right. I saw this story, and it kind of caught me off guard a little bit because I'm over 40. You guys are not over 40. And the headline on this story is 27 things everyone over the age of 40 does for absolutely no reason at all. And as I was going through these, I couldn't really find many of them that I did. So am I immature? Or are they just wrong? So I'm going to throw some of these at you. I don't know if we're going to do all 27, but these are tweets that people did. Why do all people over the age of 40 have that phone case that opens like a book?
Ooh.
Now, my mother-in-law has that, but it's but she has her tablet in there. So I don't know if that's an over 40 thing. I'm gonna call false on this one.
Doesn't Granado have like an obscenely large phone case or something like that? Does his open up like a book?
It probably does. I don't know. I've never seen it. So okay. So I guess it's possible, but yeah. I'm still gonna go with mostly false.
I'm gonna say false also for the simple fact that most people over 40 have like that huge like it looks like it's almost inside of a vault or something type of phone case. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're not making fun of this, are you? This is just an OtterBox.
Yeah, no, the same thing with this.
Yeah, this. Yeah. If I drop it in the water or I pee on it accidentally, it's going to survive.
No, I noticed with the older guys, they have the smaller phones that they put in like their shirt pockets. I've noticed that. Yeah, that's what I kind of noticed with the older guys. Yeah.
I have seen that.
Right? And then the younger, you know, go with the back pocket typically.
I've even seen a client who has a flip phone who has the flip phone like clipped to his top pocket.
I'd be afraid it'd fall out every time I kind of bent over.
That's,
you know
that's
I mean?
The 2000s version of the pocket protector. all right. Why does everyone over the age of 40 put ellipses after everything? Basically, dot, dot, dot. Okay. I don't do that after everything. I do put it on when I'm doing my, hey, today on Sports Map, we have this, this, and this, and this. And then I'll put the ellipses at the end just to separate it from. So should I not do that? I don't put it on everything. That's about the only place. You know what? Maybe I do put it on way too much.
I put it on stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be like, just saying, dot, 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 something yeah. like that.
All right, so maybe it's not an over 40 thing. Aaron?
Help. No, I use it from time to time.
Okay. And you guys are all youngs.
And for the sports map, I mean, you're listing things. That's
well, yeah, but yeah, I do it sometimes on other stuff when I'm having, like, I send an email and then I'll do it. And because it is kind of, it's one of those things, that, especially if you're doing an email that's not like a work email, it's kind of lazy because you don't have to do proper grammar with it. And you don't have to go back and say, wait a minute, should I put a colon here or a semicolon or a period, new sentence? You know, it's just, you know, do it like that. All right. Why does everyone over the age of 45 have their phone ringtones on the loudest volume or on at all? My phone has been on vibrate since 2010. I never have my volume on.
Me either.
At work, I put mine on silent. I mean, because we're in the video room or
right.
in the studio here where you don't want something ringing. But a lot of times when I'm sitting down, I don't have my phone in my pocket. So I'm not going to feel the vibration. So I'll usually have the ringer on, but low volume, not too loud.
The only time I ever turn the volume on is my work phone if I'm driving. Once I get to a house or something like that, then I turn it back on silent. But my other phone, like I always keep it on silent because I'll feel my watch like vibrate or whatever. So I don't really need to have the volume on.
Yeah, the wife has the white watch thing too. So that's, you know, hers is turned off. But I never turn mine on like, unless I'm at home taking a nap and I'm expecting an important call or a text. And then I'll turn it on so that I'll wake up.
Yes.
But otherwise, no, I don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. This one's interesting because I think this is more people under 40 that do this. Why does every person over the age of 40 think it's okay to scroll through your photos when you show them a picture? I got to say, this is more on you youngs. I don't do that unless you say, hey, there's some more, scroll. But I have people all the time. I'll show them a picture on my phone and they're like, oh, and they're all young people. They're not over 40.
I never do that. I don't want to run across a Richard pic. Well, you know what I mean?
That's a possibility. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're going through my phone. There's no telling what the hell you're going to find.
No, I think this is an under 40 thing. I definitely think this is an under 40.
Okay. Why does everyone over the age of 40 think they need to yell into the phone in order for me to be able to hear them? I think that transcends age, frankly.
Okay. My mom is notorious for being like the speakerphone person who will like hold her phone like this and talk into the phone like this, you know, and she's well over 40, but I don't know of anybody else that really does it, to be honest.
I'll tell you where I run into this and it drives me nuts is when I'm in the gym, if I go sit in the sauna, there's always about one out of every three times, there's some guy in there who's either watching Univision on his phone at top volume or having a conversation with the speaker on his phone at top volume. And I finally did the typical Fowler dickweed move a couple weeks ago. This guy was watching some Univision thing on his phone. So I had my phone with me, and I turned off the headphones, and I cranked up Pantera's Walk as loud as I could and just started playing. And we were the only two in there. And to his credit, he just kept looking. He just put it closer to his ear. Like, okay.
But, you know, it's always those awkward phone incidences in public that like show you the real side of people. I think, like, you know, most people in that case, they wouldn't have done that move like Fred. They would have probably just like went on about their business. But when you have that alpha male, that look, you're not going to do this to me, I'm going to get you back type of thing, the phone thing will show you in public.
Yeah, this started a few years ago when I was in a restaurant. There's this little Chinese restaurant over off of Braeswood that I used to go to all the time when I lived over there and took my kids. They loved it. And we're sitting there, me with my two children at the time, probably 10 and 7, somewhere in that range. And there's a lady at the table next to us on the phone talking about her vaginal sores as loud as she could.
What?
In the restaurant. Ugh. And yeah.
Shame.
And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And if Ferdinand finds out, he's going to kill me. And I just don't. And that was the conversation in the restaurant. And there's only like four people in the place because nobody ever went. It's a really good restaurant, but it's always quiet. And I'm like sitting there going, and, you know, my kids just think it's the funniest thing ever, right? and they're making all kinds of inappropriate jokes because they're my kids.
Of course.
And I'm just sitting there going, no, shut up. You guys don't do it. And then I started thinking, no, you know what? Go ahead. Joke as loud as you want. It's fine. I'm totally fine with it.
Throw some Neosporin at her. My Lord.
Oh. Maybe you should rub some soy sauce on that, honey. Oh, God. But yeah, that is kind of a pet peeve of mine. And all that time when I lived at Houston House and had to go up and down those elevators and people were on the phone, it's just kind of like, man, we don't want to hear your conversation. And you know, all you got to do is just wait till you get off the elevator. Or if you're going to, and I'll do this. If I get an important phone call I need to have and say we're sitting inside a restaurant, I'm going to walk outside.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you don't, and mainly because people don't need to hear my conversation, but also because I'm not trying to disrupt everybody else's life because I had a phone call.
You know, there are unwritten rules to phone etiquette.
Well, we should write the damn rules. I don't think they should be unwritten. They should be written down in stone, in blood, and if you violate them, you should die.
You should get stoned.
Not like good stone.
No. Okay. I'm talking about like rock stoned.
Yeah, I'm okay with. Oh, boy, that's very Old Testament of you.
Well, you said write it in blood and put it in stone, and so I went Old Testament on you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't advocating killing them necessarily with stones. I mean, I did say that they probably deserve to die, but we all die at some point. So I didn't put a time frame on it. I didn't say that day.
Hey,
they could die when they're 96 years old, and then I'm going to stand over their deathbed and say, you died because you did that with your phone.
Exactly, and I'm going to stand at your grave and talk loud. Hey, yeah, I'm over at this stupid-ass's grave, and they just...
Remember when she talked about her vaginal warts in the restaurant? I do! All right, guys. Man. You know what? Yeah, I could really go for some wings right now. I'm sitting here. I didn't get my killings today. I'm so pissed over that. And now, here's the other problem, is our garage is not that big. You've been there, Jermaine. It's big enough for two cars, but I don't know. And one of the reasons why we got the SUV we did is because it's a smaller one, and it'll fit in the garage. But like now I'm going to have to go home and move all the stuff that I had set up because I had all the room I needed because I only had one car because I only need one car. And now I've got a cramp in there. It's going to be a pain in the ass. You know, I should probably drink more of this just to make the task more difficult because, you know, I like doing stuff like that. But, man, I could go for some wings right now, and I could definitely go for some wings for Big City Wings. And I'm telling you, Sam and the guys over there do such a great job at all 8 locations. Now, I haven't been to the one at Rayford Road yet, but we'll be out there soon enough. But 8 great locations, including the one in Kingwood where you can go sit at the A.J. Hoffman table or the Charlie Polillo table. Or if you have no self-esteem, the Fred Fowler table. All those tables are there at Kingwood in the bar. And guess what else they have? Great food. I mean, the wings are fantastic. Those sour cream and onion wings they got right now, you have to try those. And I'm not a sour cream and onion guy, and I love them. And the Mile High Fries, part of the limited time menu. The crawfish and mac and cheese, that stuff is amazing. It's like crack. I'm not going to lie. You eat it, you're just going to keep eating it. That's why it's called mac and crack. It's fantastic. Fruity Pebble Waffles. Now, who in this city is bold enough to try Fruity Pebble waffles? It's just Big City Wings. The Honey Bun Burger, I mean, they've got so many great things. And it's not just their wings. It's not just the specialties. Their burgers are fantastic. And I almost feel guilty sometimes because I love their wings so much, going and getting a burger. But they're so good. And the best part, specials every day. Even today. Most people on Fridays, they don't have specials. They're like, oh, you're coming here anyway. No, they've got half-price appetizers and margarita madness. How about this? Saturday, $4 shots. Great food, great people, a great atmosphere to go watch your games. If you're out late tonight, want to go watch your Astros, there you go. Find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media, be it Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. BigCityWings.com. Open up and eat it. Stars in the ceiling in my seats, they tip a PD. I see them up with watching and they plotting, trying to sneak me. I can't hear the thought, can't trust the thought, they telling secrets. Big back, take, look back, little new. Catch them down better than looking right. This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. So I got a few more of these things. We'll see if they apply. Somebody says, why does everyone over the age of 40 capitalize random words in everything they post? I never do the caps thing because to me, that's the equivalent of yelling at somebody.
Yeah.
But my ex-wife used to send me texts all the time, like all caps. And I'm like, stop yelling at me. You sorry. Yeah.
There's a guy at our job where we tried to teach him that and tell him, hey, you know, that means you're yelling at someone on screen. He refuses to do it because he's so lazy. He just wants to type like that. Then one of the other guys at work, I was like, hey, why are you typing like that? He's like, oh, it's easier. I'm like, y'all are so lazy.
Why does everyone over the age of 50 insist on using voice to text for every single thing? I've never used voice to text.
No, young people do that.
They say over, this one's saying over 50.
No, I know some guys. See, that are.
Listen, I think that sounds too modern for anybody over 50 to be trying.
I think it's a bunch of those millennial jackasses that wrote this list, and it's really them projecting all of their insecurities on older people.
Okay, that's where I was going with this, because this is what I'm seeing, and it's like, oh, okay, I do this, but I'm gonna put it on the olds. Here's another one. Okay, this one actually I do agree with. Why does everyone over the age of 50 feel the need to leave a voicemail when you don't answer the phone? send a text. That is like one of my biggest pet peeves. Just send me a text saying I need to talk to you. I don't need a long ass voicemail from you because here's what every voicemail I get from everybody is. Hey, Fred, this is Bob, and we haven't talked and I'm like, come on, get to the point. Just text me if you need to talk to me. So, hey, man, do you have a few minutes to talk? Yeah, okay, fine. But don't leave me long and rambling voicemails. I think that's an over 50 thing. I'm going to give them one out of eight so far.
Yeah. Do you even listen to voicemails?
Well, no, because I just look at the transcription on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen.
Or I'll see the missed call and I'll know who it is. And if I want to talk to that person, I'll call them back.
Exactly. A text is so much more efficient.
Okay. You know what? This whole thing, I think you're right. These are millennials who are penis envy millennials who are really trying hard to project. Why does everyone over the age of 40 pronounce Chipotle Chipotle instead of Chipotle? I've never heard anyone call it Chipotle.
That's BS. Yeah. I think Barry Laminack has a weird way he used to say it, or still does, or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard that. He does.
Why does everyone over the age of 40 refer to turning on a laptop as booting up? I've never done that either.
I've never heard
that. And millennials don't do that either. Yeah, that's someone named Mary. That should tell you all you need to know.
Agnes.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Why does everyone over the age of 50 feel it's necessary to have the keyboard clicking noise on loud all the time? AJ is not over 50, but anybody who's listened to this show knows that throughout the show you're going to hear... Yeah.
But, you know, and I never knew who it was until one day, like last year or something, I filled in for you and I did the show with AJ. And that's when I realized it's been AJ all this time. And I thought it was you.
Well, no, now, to be fair, a lot of times he's responding to tweets that we don't get to necessarily on air. But the rest of the time, I don't know what he's doing. Why does everyone over the age of 40 call every picture a screenshot? Nobody does
No,
that.
They don't.
Okay, you little
dickweeds.
I was going to go with bitches. But,
okay.
Why does everyone over the age of 40 think that having holes in your jeans is so funny? I think we all kind of accept that that's a style that people wear. Okay, Gabby, you suck too.
See, look at Josh.
Yeah, you know what? Didn't even notice. Not that I'm I would be scouting Josh's legs out anyway. But yeah.
And I didn't buy them like this. I just wore them a lot, and it eventually happened. You can do that too.
It does happen. Oh,
but it's so funny. It's so right. Funny. Here's someone called Comboy. Not being funny, but why does everyone over the age of 40 in? Okay, never mind. That one's stupid. Let's see. Okay, this one, true fact. Someone called Jesse Sims. Why does everyone over the age of 65 insist on being butt-ass naked in gym locker rooms?
Oh, man.
That one is 100% accurate.
Yes.
And then not only being naked, but trying to talk to you while they're naked.
Yes.
And invading your personal space while their wrinkly little skin and their tiny little thing is hanging out.
Yeah. Yes. I never knew it was a thing to not just use the blow dryer on your hair, like to hold it down low or you have other hair and use it for that purpose. I'd never seen that before until I was in a locker room. It hadn't even occurred to me.
Yeah, you've never lived until you've seen some old hairy dude using a blow dryer combing out his chest hair.
Yes, or even lower.
At a country club. A very expensive, exclusive country club.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, dude, it is so weird. And it's like they literally talk to you like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't telling you a damn thing till you put some clothes on. Yeah. Like, why do you have this to be weird?
Naked in the hot tub, too. You know, like, just a little, right? Yeah. I don't want to get in that water.
Where is that?
Dude, they do. It's strange. I don't get it. And I'm like, what if the water kind of splashes?
What gym are you going to that they're naked in the hot tub? Because, like, I like to go sit in that whirlpool. But I got clothes on, and everybody else in there does, thank God. But when you get in the locker room, yeah, there's hanging skin everywhere.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's like watching syrup being poured out. Here's a couple more. Why does everyone over the age of 50 think the national speed limit is 40? Fair. I tend to drive really fast, but I admit people older than me frustrate the living bleep out of me with how slow they drive.
And I figured they'd be in a bigger hurry because they don't have much time left. But that is not the case.
Theoretically.
Exactly. I know for a fact I will not be that old, man. I'm going to be the old dude that's like driving way too damn fast, and I'll probably crash into stuff. That'll probably be me.
Why does everyone over the age of 40 need to read whatever your T-shirt says? I'll look at T-shirts sometimes.
I do that sometimes just because I can't see.
See, and I think that
might
true.
Be those lens are thicker than this bottle. So
yes, they are.
Why have writing on a shirt if you don't want people to read it?
Well, exactly.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. All and right. He's a young.
Yeah, he is. Okay, this is 90% little millennial bitches. Dylan Taylor Modeling says, why does everyone over the age of 45 automatically take 10 minutes to use the ATM? This is another pet peeve of mine, and this is not an old people thing. This is you guys who are younger than me thing.
Yeah.
You take forever at the ATM. And I told a story about the woman who was in front of me a couple months ago. And it's so simple. Have your card out. Like today, I was depositing a check, right? Guess what I had pulled out of my wallet when I pulled up to the thing? My card and the check. And I put the card in, and then I put the check in. And as soon as it was done, I pulled the card out, and I drove up and got out of the way. Or if I'm going to get cash, you know what I do? I pull the cash out. I pull the card out. I pull up so the next person can come up. You know what I don't do? Sit there and count it in my car and stare at it and think, oh, maybe I should get some more, or I don't know, maybe I'll just sit here for 10 freaking minutes. And that is not a person over 45 thing. That is an everybody under 40 thing.
Oh, the worst is when you get there and somebody's depositing like 12 checks in a row.
Oh, God. And they're getting the little paper receipts out for every single one.
They do a different transaction. Those are the worst people. They are the scum of the earth.
But I'll tell you what, I've never seen anyone over 45 do that.
Nope.
So.
Dumbass millennials.
I don't blame the millennials. I blame their parents, which my kids are millennials, and whose fault do you think it is? All right. Okay, here's one. Why does everyone over the age of 50 love coleslaw? I'd hate coleslaw.
I do, too.
I used to like it, no longer. I'll still eat it, but it's not like if unless it's just absolutely nothing else.
And why do people feel the need to put it on sandwiches? Like, I don't get that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live in studio. J&J on hand, filling in for AJ. Takes two J's to fill in for an AJ. Lamont says he hates self-checkout people. I find that I don't do it at all if I can avoid it, because I do kind of like a human being to deal with. But my wife's one of those. She's like all about self-checkout.
I do it every time if possible. The only thing that the problem is when you're buying alcohol, you still got to wait for somebody to come over there and, you know, punch in the machine and approve it. So there are downsides.
I will. Yo, Adrian, why are people under 30 offended by everything? And he also said, speaking of naked dude in gym, used to be an old Asian man in the locker room naked under the dryer and he would gyrate under it.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh,
that gives you a visual. That's not pleasant.
I'm not going to put race on anything, but I go to three gyms around here. The one I like the best is the farthest away, but it's also the one where the little Asian lady was screaming at me, "You very fat!" there's a very heavy Asian contingent there, and there's a lot of naked Asian men, and I'm pretty sure one of them has gyrated there before.
Oh, man.
So, I you know, like I said, don't want to put race on it, but it's there's sometimes stereotypes have...
That naked old people thing is definitely a fact.
Definitely a fact. Listen, man, it's not that I'm ashamed or anything, but I don't want the whole world seeing me naked walking around the gym. Like, I cover up. I take a towel. I don't get it. And some of these guys don't even take a towel into the shower. They just come walking out full on naked.
You know, it reminds me of that line from Friday when the dad is telling Craig about getting out. He was like, you know, me and your mama are going to walk around naked. Johnson going one way, Ball's going the other way. But you joke about that kind of stuff, but you don't actually want to see that. You know, like it's one thing for it to be a funny line in the movie or joke about it. Like, we joke about it with our kids all the time because they're 16 and 13. They can take jokes. But for that to be in front of you, you know, and you see this wrinkly old pruned white chest hair, you know, just... Then they're out of the shower like Fritz and they're dripping wet and it's like, oh. And you turn around and you say, hey, how's it going? A hell of a lot better if you get some damn clothes on.
Yeah, I mean, somebody talking to you at the urinal is bad enough, but at least they're not completely naked.
Right. It's awkward because it's like, dude, like we both have our junk in our hands. We're trying to pee and you want to hold a conversation. But that's totally different in a whole different scale from naked dude in the gym locker room talking to you. In close proximity.
Like, really close. Like, leaning in.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's an advertisement for a Bowflex if I've ever heard one. Like, I'll work out at home. Yeah. I'm good.
Honestly, I was getting really close to just saying, you know what? My next big investment's going to be a home gym.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody has to shut the dog's tail in the car, and now I've got an SUV. So that's the next investment. Wonderful. I don't mind the gym. I actually like going because if I were at home, and I've thought about getting a treadmill for home and stuff like that, but I feel like if I'm at home, I'm going to get distracted too easily where, oh, I'm okay, I need to go work.
I still got an elliptical for sale.
I don't want your elliptical. No, but if I go to the gym, I unplug from work for a little bit. It also helps me think about stuff. And then I'll tell Josh, like, I'm going to be out of pocket for the next 2 hours. And if anything comes up, just handle it. And that gives me an escape, but it also gives me time to think about everything. And I always come back with 3 or 4 good ideas usually because my mind is working while I'm working out. I kind of consider workouts like Viagra for the brain. And
Okay. And
going to the gym makes me actually focus on something other than, you know, like if I'm at home, I guarantee you it's like I'll get a text while I'm on the treadmill. Hey, can you post this? And then I'm going to stop and then I'm going to go do it. And then I'm going to find something else to do work-wise and I'm never going to get back.
But if you stay there longer than 4 hours, you should consult a physician.
Well, that's true. But I don't stay there longer than 4 hours.
Oh, okay, cool. Usually, just making sure. I don't want you to get hurt or anything.
I keep it locked in. Oh, no, you know, it's just because it lasts longer than 4 hours doesn't mean it's necessarily painful.
It could be very pleasurable.
Yeah, and somebody may actually enjoy it. Maybe not me. But, no, I really like getting out and getting away and... You know, and plus I get a lot of good stories.
That's true.
I mean, I would have never, if I didn't belong to that gym, I would have never been told, you're very fat.
That is true.
Yeah.
That was a great, that day was, that was awesome.
That was awesome. The weirdest day ever because like every bad thing happened to me that day, including the guy who's like, you know, apparently I didn't know that there was a certain turf that you're not allowed to be on if you're not, you know, if you're not like really young buff guy.
Yeah, that was a great show. That was a great show. I remember that show. But, you know, I need to get my fat ass in the gym because I can feel like certain things, like I'm walking up a set of stairs behind a client and they're asking me a question and I get up to the top of the stairs and I'm like, okay, so, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, once I start doing that after walking up a couple of flights of stairs, I'm like, okay, it's time.
Oh, stairs are weird, though, because like, to be perfect, I can go out and, like, I guess it was Monday morning I went out for, I think I did a 4 mile run. And I'm like, I come back home and going up the stairs was harder than the run. Now, part of it was I just ran, but it's like there's times when I'll be more winded going up and down the stairs than I am after an hour in the gym or after going for a run. I don't know what it is about stairs.
It's yeah. Post-workout, right? I mean, if you, like, really work out hard at the gym, upper body just... Turning your steering wheel when you're leaving the parking lot can be hard. So it's probably post-workout. That's why.
I think so, too. I found myself, like, I went, I can't remember, what we were playing basketball or something like that. I went and took a shower, and I was going to go upstairs and play some Madden or something like that. And I just found myself just sitting on the stairs playing on my phone. I couldn't even make it all the way up the stairs.
And I'm the old around here? Is that what I'm hearing? I'm the old man?
Look, I said I'm a fat ass and I'm out of shape, okay? I'm owning it.
Oh, God. You kids today. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. If you want to see what the Four Roses Special Select batch looks like, go to the Twitch channel. It's right here next to my computer. And apparently, Mauro Minotis is also on the table. Now, I'm going to the Dynamo game tomorrow night. The first 5,000 get bobbleheads. What are the odds I get a bobblehead?
You might get two.
Well, there's two of us going. So
I was going to say per person, but...
Well, I was going to go a little early because I wanted to go watch Glenn's pregame show. You know, support Soccer Matters and Glenn Davis, who does the best soccer show on the planet. All right, quick break. Gym of the day coming up next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Thank God that didn't go out over the air. Oh, man. Hey, beer and barbecue equals the perfect Father's Day. at 5:52. Caller 10 to 713-780-3776 wins a voucher to a fun, easy backyard pit master class from Brisket U. You will learn the tips and tricks to smoking the perfect Texas brisket and become a certified backyard pit master, all while drinking beer at a local brewery. For information, dates, and times, go to brisketu.com. That's brisket, the letter U.com. What we were talking about was a challenge one time between me and a friend of mine to hook up with someone who worked in a certain department.
Oh, boy.
We had a $100 bet. I won the bet.
Ooh.
And it was funny because it's not a department that you want to be doing that because they're not allowed to do that. So, yeah. All right, let's get to these.
That's a Freddy move.
Oh, I am not going to lie. I used to be a turd. I still occasionally have turd-like qualities, but I try to balance that by doing a lot of good things for the people. So, you know, at least when I die, I hope I'm kind of like break even on things, or at least close.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This is, we go to England, where a pair of raccoon dogs is terrorizing a village after escaping from their pen in Nottinghamshire. The English have such cool names for places. Nottinghamshire. Raccoon dogs, which I'm not familiar with raccoon dogs, but they're also called something called tanukis. They look like a combination of a dog and a raccoon. Yeah. Like we couldn't figure that one out ourselves.
What?
But they're neither dog nor raccoon. But they are part of the canid family, which includes wolves and dogs. Regardless, shortly after escaping their pen, one of the loose dogs was photographed and reportedly attacked a goat. That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Police are warning residents to watch out for the animals and stay away from them if spotted because, quote, they are potentially dangerous if approached as they are not domesticated. Well, what are they doing in a cage? One of the escaped animals attacked her pet goat and pony.
Who has a pet goat?
English.
That is such a British pet.
A right? Goat?
Yeah.
Come here, Nigel. Nigel. Nigel, get away from that poor raccoon dog. Don't let him hurt you. Don't let him hurt the pony.
She said, I heard such a terrifying noise like I had never heard before. It was screaming. We ran out, and this animal, we now know it's a raccoon dog, was trying to attack our goat. Okay, if the goat is screaming, I don't think they're trying to attack the goat. I think
they've already attacked it.
Yeah, we call that a full-on attack, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
The raccoon dog was trying to kill it. It was absolutely crazy. It was hissing and screaming and snarling. It was going absolutely mad.
But the dog's owner says the animals are less dangerous than a fox. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen a fox go after a goat or a pony.
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's kind of big like a dog, but has a tiny little head like a raccoon.
He kind of has that little honey badger look on his face. So, like, right? He doesn't give a bleep?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's aggressive looking, I'll say that.
Somebody says, a raccoon dog is a real critter and adorable. Love that my Sona contains fox, wolf, and raccoon. Seriously, how cute is he/she? Angry looking. All right, listen, a honey badger? That thing looks pissed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
This thing looks pissed off.
Yeah. So. This thing looks like somebody pissed in his Cheerios and he's out for revenge.
Yeah.
Either that or peed on the goat he was trying to eat.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Rodney says Corey Brewer had a pet goat.
Really?
Yeah.
He's from like Tennessee or something like that. So he's country. Like country people have weird pets.
Well, as long as they don't have a sheep that they let sleep in the same bed with them, that's okay.
That can be a problem.
Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, guys, we're 2 hours in. Almost. Nice. I mean, not officially, but in a couple of minutes. How you feeling? What are you thinking?
feeling good.
Yeah? You guys think you're doing okay?
I give myself a solid C+.
I'll let you be the judge of that. But hey, it's Friday, so.
No. How you feeling? What would you give yourself? Be honest.
I don't know. C, B, something like that.
All right, Aaron, how do you grade these guys so far?
I actually have them both at a good B+ right now.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I think they're both at B+ with a chance to get to A in the last hour.
Yeah.
They just need to nail one thing. I mean, one really good, funny, or intelligent thing here in the last hour, and it's an A. I think you guys are selling yourself short.
Set yourself up to get bullied by RJ, you know, something like that.
Well, I don't know how RJ is going to react to these guys. RJ may not even acknowledge them. It may be just me and RJ for 30 minutes, and they're sitting there like this, and, you know.
At least we can't screw up during that part, right?
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah. But no, I do encourage you if you have something you want to ask these guys, because let's be honest, we've got usually it's RJ, Fezzik, and Brad. We've got three of the best gambling minds on the planet, and it's not like you get the chance to talk to those guys every day.
True.
So, you know, if you have something, just put your hand up and say, hey, I want to ask a question, and tell them who you are. Don't just jump in and say, hey, RJ. Say, hey, RJ, this is Josh Jordan, assistant editor of Sports Map, filling in today for AJ.
Who?
Just kind of curious.
Now, wait, what's your title again?
Hunter. It's 100. We're very lucky to have these guys. So, yeah, I do want you guys to ask some questions if you have them. And if you want to get into it with them, be my guest. I don't want to do the whole 30 minutes, just me and RJ and Brad and Fezzik. I mean, I will because I can, and we've done it before.
But you don't want to.
Nah, but I would like you guys for you guys to come up with something to ask.
All right.
I would be...
No problem.
Yeah, I'd be very impressed if you guys were to come up with something. And if he tells you what a stupid question, that's okay. That's RJ. He's going to be honest.
That's what he does.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. Still got an hour left. This show's flying by. That's a good sign. It means you don't suck. And you guys should have given yourselves a little better grades. I think if you'd had more whiskey, you'd have given yourself a better grade. But I had to limit you to one because this stuff will knock your thing in the dirt.
Liquid courage, no doubt about it.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Getting stuck on the side of the road. I
tripped and fell on hard times. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.